Okay, today's Daf Zayin, and Amud Beis today is going to be Agadata. So bear that in mind. It'll remind you of the Bavli. But today we finish up, and just somebody was talking to me last night. Just remember the Bali Kabbalah say that Lasa Lavo, and all of us are sitting in Shemayim, and we're all being Nehne Mizif Hashchina. There's going to be yeshivas for every. There's going to be different. Avraham Avinu is going to have his yeshiva, and Rashi is going to have his yeshiva. There's going to be all the different yeshivas. And we're going to be allowed into every yeshiva of the all the Torah that we have touched in our life. We'll be able to enjoy that Torah. So if we've touched Baba Kama, we'll be able to enjoy the Shirim and Baba Kama. If we've touched a different Masechta, so they're going to be Shirim and Yerushalmi. And Baruch Hashem, this gives us our schus. At least we'll have touched Yerushalmi. Hopefully, we'll do more than just touch it. But at least we'll have a kiyum, a little achiza in the Yerushalmi. Okay. So we are up to, let's go back three lines. Let's go back to where it says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, about 12 lines up on the bottom, on Vavim Abeis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Al Da, across from where the Tikkun Chatzin starts. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Al Da Olil Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was upset about the following. Rabbi Chanina argued on the following. The Inun Amrin, Ein HaPesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlamim, Em Ela Im Kein Shachtu L'Shem Shlamim. We know that a Karban Pesach, Shelo Bizmano, a Pesach that, not on Pesach, let's say, the Tikkun Chalitin says it explains you were mafresh your Pesach 2 months before Pesach. Even though we had Imsachim that it's not the derech to be mafresh except a couple days before. But let's say somebody was mafresh 2 months before Pesach, and now it's a month before Pesach, and you shech the Pesach shelo lishmo. You shech the Pesach shelo lishmo on the middle of a day that's not Pesach, so that's kosher. But these Rabbanan say that it's only if you shechtel l'shem shlamim doesn't turn into a shlamim and therefore it's kosher. But if you would have ola in mind, so then it wouldn't be kosher, that would be pasul. The ani omer afilu shechtel l'shem ola. But I, says Rabbi Chanina, I say even if you would shecht this Pesach l'shem ola, it would be a kosher karban shlamim. Again, a Pesach always turns into a shlamim. It's not turning into an ola. But the question is, do you have to have in mind the shlamim? Or even if you have in mind the ola? Amar Rabbi Ila, Taimad Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Chanina? That even if you say, even if you have in mind l'shem ola, it would be kosher. Based on the pasuk, im menatzon karbano l'zevach shlamim, which is the pasuk we darshan earlier in the Gemara. That's why it's brought here. Kol shehu zevach bashlamim. We dash of the last two words, anything that's bazevach, that's coming as a zevach, can turn into a shlamim. So anything that starts off as a Pesach, even if you have l'shem ola in mind, it still can become a shlamim. The next four lines, there are many different interpretations, and all the mefarshim exactly what they mean. We're going to go with one pshat. This is from the Kilos Yaakov as his pshat and Zvachim. Again, there are other pshatim, but this will go with his pshat. Umishtana l'mechsheves psul heich avita. What if somebody changes to a machshava of psul when they have this machshava of Pesach shelo l'shmo? For example, shachtash l'shem ola amanas lizrog dama l'machar. We just said that there's a machlokas. If you have a Pesach not on Pesach and you shachtash l'shem ola, is that kosher or pasul? What happens if not only do you think l'shem ola, but you think l'shem ola with a piggle thought? You think l'shem ola amanas to be zorik the dam chus l'zmano. So ask the Gemara, Mikol Mako Pasul, what's the difference? It's going to be a Pasul Karban. So what difference does it make if what effect the Machshava has? So the next two lines, I'll read it according to our Girsa, but again, there's Girsa's issues. In Tamar Mishtan al Machshavas Psul Pigol. Ain Tamar in Mishtan al Machshavas Psul Pigol. The Gemara changes to Pasul. What exactly do these two words mean? So this is how the Kehilas Yaakov, the stipler, interprets these two lines. The question is, you have a Pesach Shelo Bizmano, and you shechti it l'shem Ola, and then what if you throw in a Machsheves Pigol? What's the suffix? When I think l'shem Ola, have I been oker the Shem Pesach totally? Well, my nafgamina, what difference does it make? Have I uprooted this from being a Pesach? We know there's a principle by Pigol, as we've had before. Pigol only works if there's no other problem with the carbon. If there's any other problem with the carbon, then it can't become pigol. The status of pigol. Again, what's pigol? Pigol is, I think, during a certain part of the avoda, to shech the, to eat the shirayim chutz l'zmano, or to sprinkle the dam chutz l'zmano. So that can become pigol, and if I eat pigol, I'm chayim karis. So pigol only works, says the Gemara, if the matirin are done kimitzvaso, if the entire avoda, besides the pigol thought, is perfect. If it's not perfect, so then it can't become pigol. So says the Kehilas Yaakov, that's the suffix of this Gemara. And that is, if I think l'shem ola, on this Pesach, Amanas la Lizrok Shalom Bismano, what have I done when I think L'Shem Ola? Have I totally uprooted the Pesach? If I have totally uprooted the Pesach, so then there's no problem of a carbon chutz lizmano here. I'm shechting this carbon chutz lizmano. It's not Pesach. So does that problem exist? If that problem exists of a Pesach chutz lizmano, then this is not going to become pigel, even though I had a pigel thought of sprinkling the dam chutz lizmano. So if I say that the makshava of l'shem ola is totally oker and removes the shem Pesach, so then the only problem with this carbon is that I have a pigel thought. But I'm not shechting a Pesach chutz lizmano, because it's not a Pesach anymore. Or do I say no? When you shech the Pesach shalom lishma l'shem ola on non-Pesach, it still keeps its Pesach nature. It keeps the shame Pesach. It's just that it's kosher. If you would say that, then it would not be able to be subject to pigel, because then there will be another problem that still exists: the problem of a carbon shalom bisman. Okay, again, two lines that are somewhat difficult to know what they mean, but that is one pshat of the stipler. Period. Let's finish up. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. A few little more about the carbon Pesach until the bottom of the Yom. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. If you remember from Maseches Pesachim, or those who started in Shkalim, this is the halacha in Maseches Pesachim, and that is a Pesach lishmo. If you shech the Pesach l'shem a Pesach on Pesach, that's kosher. If you shech the Pesach l'shem a different animal on Pesach, shalo lishmo, that is pasul. The opposite is true on non-Pesach, before Pesach. If you shech the Pesach l'shem Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach, then it's pasul. If you shech the Pesach shalo l'shmo 2 weeks before Pesach, then it's kosher. So it's opposite, it's inverse halacha. Says the Gemara, what happens if it's not Pesach, and you have a double machshava on the carbon? L'shmo v'shalo l'shmo b'shar yimos hashana. I shech a carbon Pesach l'shmo and shalo l'shmo. L'shmo is a bad machshava to this carbon, because it's not Pesach, and shalo l'shmo is a good machshava. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Bon Bar Chia b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba. What does he say? Skip this girsa, go to the O Zion in the Gra. We're going to read the Gra's girsa. Hachi Garcinan, Mikivan Sha'amar Shalo Lishmo, Nase Kishochet Bishtika, Vishalo Lishmo, Vahu Kasher. Says the Gra, if I have a carbon Pesach, and I have a bad Machshava and then a good Machshava in the middle of the Shechita, so then it's kosher. It's as if the bad Machshava doesn't exist. It's as if you just were thinking Shtika. You were quiet during the bad Machshava. You aren't thinking anything. The good Machshava at the end of the Shechita is good enough to kasher the carbon. That's what the Gra says. Amalei, skipping the next two lines, because we just switched the Girsa. Amalei, Imkeinu, if you say a bad and then a good thought during the Shechita makes the carbon kosher, so do you go even one step further? Afilu shachto l'shmo. What if you have a totally bad shchita? You have a shchita l'shem Pesach. Again, it's not Pesach. So shchita l'shem Pesach is a pasul machshava. Afilu shachto l'shmo, amanaz lizrok damo shalo l'shmo. What if your whole shchita is bad thought, but you have in mind to do the zrika shalo l'shmo, which is a good thought for our purposes now? Yaseh mishar rishonet kishachto l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo v'yekasher. So is that going to work? If you're going to tell me that a bad and then a good thought within the Shechita makes it kosher, so how about a bad thought during the entire Shechita with just a good thought about the Zrika? Is that going to work? Says the Gemara, no. Don't go that far. Amar Rabbi Abba, Murray, again, go to the Graz Girsa and Ostes. Minala Bishtika Kosher. Dilma Bishtika Pasol. How did, in the first step, did you say that it's going to be kosher because you said, you know what, pretend he didn't have a bad thought, it's as if it was Shechita, it's as if he didn't think anything. But here, if you don't think anything, who says it's going to be kosher? If you don't think anything during Shechita, and you just have a good thought during Zrika, who says that's going to be kosher? The only time you're going to say it's going to be kosher is if you have a good thought during the Shechita itself. So the first half, the Machshava of Lishmo, we could disregard. As long as you have the second half, that's a good thought, Machshava is kosher, so that would be okay. But if the entire Shechita has a Machshava Lishmo, which is a problem in this case, then a Machshava for a Zrika, Shalom Bismano, would still be a problem. Okay, period. So now we're back to the leftovers Gemara, and then as we said at the beginning, the second half of today's Amud is going to be Agadata and Bavli-like. So everybody will just, let's continue. Last line. Mosu Nazir L'Medava. So the Mishnah had said, if we had a tzedakah box in our shul, and on the tzedakah box it said, for poor Nazirs, so that money goes to to Nazirs for their Karbanas. And if there's leftovers, it goes to a different Nazir. But if it's for a specific Nazir, let's say there's a specific Nazir that we're collecting for, and there's leftovers, he buys his three Karbanas, as we're going to see today. A Nazir is chayav to bring three different Karbanas at the end of his Naziris, an Ola, Achatas, and a Shlamim. If there's leftovers, then the extra cannot be used for a different Nazir, it goes Linadava. It goes for Olos on the Mizbeach. So there's a machlokas here between Rav Chisda and Rav Zeira. Rav Chisda Amar, v'hu shekarva chatasa basof. You know when the leftovers are considered to be for nedava? That's only if the nazir brought his karbanos and the chatas was the last karban that he brought. He brought his ola and his shlamim and then chatas. He brought his chatas last, because then we view the leftovers as mosar chatas. As we had in the Mishnah yesterday, leftovers from a carbon chatas cannot be used for another chatas. A chatas is very personal. It has to be specifically designated for each person. So that's when the leftovers are called mosar chatas, and they switch, they go to the kupa in the Beis HaMikdash, that's for nedava. Aval karvu shlamim basof. But if the shlamim was the last carbon brought by the nazir, so then mosar and shlamim. Just like regular leftover shlamims are called you bring for shlamim. So here too, if the last carbon that the nazir brought was a shlamim, so then the moser is called it goes for shlamims. And Rav Zeira says no. Afilu karbo shlamim lebasof. Even if you bring the shlamim last, halacha. The halacha is the grunt takes out the next word achas. Halacha here means Mefarshim explain halacha lamoshe misinai. That's what the Tikkun Katan says. Halacha he ben nazir shetei musar nedava. The halacha is that if a nazir has a bunch of his money altogether, in it he has chatas money, so then the leftovers is going to go to nedava, to the mizbeach. It doesn't matter what carbon is brought last. So it's interesting that it seems to be a machlokas here about this halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Right, the first opinion of Chizda doesn't hold of it. This is a big controversy of the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, in his introduction to the Pirush HaMishnah, lists off all the halacha l'moshe b'sinais. So that itself is a problem, because there are many times where the Gemara seems to say there's a halacha moshe b'sinai where the Rambam doesn't list it. Number two, where the Rambam says there's never a machlokas about halacha moshe b'sinai. And we find in the Gemara, the Chavos Yair has a long tshuva about this, where he writes, I don't know what the Rambam does with this Gemara, and that Gemara, and that Gemara, it's pages and pages, that there seems to be a lot of machlokasim about halacha moshe b'sinai. So the Rambam must have a different definition of what halacha moshe b'sinai is, a much more limited definition. There is a Netziv, the Netziv points out that sometimes the Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemirila. Hilchasa Gemirila. And Rashi, all over Shad, beginning of Bava Kama, by Tsroros, Hilchasa Gemirila, Rashi always says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what that Lashon means. The Netziv suggests, and he quotes a bunch of Rambams to back him up, the Rambam doesn't think so. When it says Halacha, Moshe B'Sinai in the Gemara, okay, you can't argue. But if it says Hilchasa Gemirila, maybe the Rambam just thinks that's a Misora. But it's not what we would call Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And that's what the first few pages, the Netziv has a hakdama to the Shiltos, Kidmas Ha'emek, on the first two pages there, that's where he discusses this potential machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. How to define Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, but either way, here, we have a machlokas Amoraim. When the Mishnah said that the leftover money that you collected for a Nazir goes for Nedava, meaning it can't be used for anything else, it goes for the Olos and the Mizbeach, is that only if he brought the Chatas last, or no matter what? Says the Gemara, fourth line, Masisa Messiah Ladain, or Masisa Messiah Ladain. We have a brisa to support each of these opinions. Masisa Messiah Reb Zeira, we have a brisa that supports Reb Zeira, which was the second opinion, which held that doesn't matter the order. As long as there's Chatas money left over here, so still, it doesn't matter if the Chatas was hooked up earlier, it goes for Nedava. Says the brisa, Elu Hein Ma'os Stumin, the following are ma'os that are susum, that are not designated, and therefore have to go for nedavas on the mizbeach. Which money? And we're talking about the money collected for a nazir. Kol shedmei chatas, take out the next word, mu'uravos bahen, if the value of a chatas is mixed in this group, afilu hifrish demei chatas mitocha, even if you first took out the money for the chatas, still ma'os tumen hen, they're still called ma'os tumen, and the leftovers have to go for a nedava. Right, so that's mefurish like the second opinion. Even though the chatas money came out first, still the leftovers is labeled as moser chatas and has to be brought for a nedava on the mizbeach. Masisa Messiah Rav Chisda. We also have a brisa supporting Rav Chisda. The following case is that a nazir has a big pile of money. He has a big pile of money, and then he removes some. He doesn't designate anything yet, and then he takes out some money for his karban chatas. As we said, the nazir has to bring three karbanas: a chatas, ola, and shlamim. And he takes out money for his chatas, and he says, "Elu lachatasi, this is for my karban chatas." V'hashar lo shayin zirusi, and the rest of the money here is for the rest of my karbanas, meaning shlamim and ola. Says the Gemara, "Umeis," and then he dies. Then the nazir dies before he gets to bring his other two karbanas. So, what do you do with the leftover money? Says the mission. Says the Brisa, Mo'alin Bekulan. If you use all the money, then you violate the Isra of Mi'ila. The Isra of Mi'ila, benefiting from money that's used by, benefiting from money of the Beis HaMikdash, that is the Isra of Mi'ila. The Isra of Mi'ila only applies, though, by Kadshei Kadshim. For example, Ola, Chatas, Mincha. There is no Isra of Mi'ila by Kadshei Kalim, by Shlamim, or by Toda, or by Pesach, except for the Emurin, after they're going to be Hukra. That's not for now. So Mo'alim Bekulan, says the Gemara, that if the Nazir takes out his Chatas money, and what's left here? Shlamim and Ola money. So what's the Halacha? You have to use all of the leftover money in order to violate Mi'ila. Mo'alim Bekulan, v'ein Mo'alim b'miksasan. If you only use part of the money, then you don't violate Mi'ila. Why? What's the simple reading? Because any of this money might be the shlamim money, and there's no Isra Mi'ila by shlamim. If you use all of it, so then there's all the money that you used. So then you're going to violate Mi'ila. But if you only use part of it, maybe you only use shlamim money, and therefore there is no Mi'ila. Says the Gemara, v'lo amar emesi b'lo nadava. What do you mean? If I thought if there's chatas money mixed in, then no matter what, it's called moser chatas, and it's going to go for a nadava for the mizbeach. So this is a raya to the other opinion, that it's not true. Only if chatas is last do we call the leftovers moser chatas, but if the chatas is taken out earlier, so then it is not called moser chatas, and this is a raya to Rav Chisda, the first opinion. So it's a machlokas we had in the Gemara, and we had a braisa to support each one. There's a discussion, machlokas we've shown him, why does a nazir, I think I mentioned this before, why does a nazir bring a karban chatas? Right, we know usually a karban chatas is associated with some type of aveira. Right, usually that's what a chatas is for. So why? There are a few cases where a chatas seems not to be associated with an aveira. A carbon yoledes. A yoledes brings a chatas. That's what the Gemara asks. Why is a yoledes bringing a chatas? It's a Gemara in Nida that says, because when she's in labor and she swears, I'm never going to have another baby, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the bracha of shichacha, and a couple years later, we forget how painful it was. They forget how painful it was, and Baruch Hashem, they want to have another baby. So they have to violate their Shmua. They have to bring a carbon chatas already then. That's what the Gemara says, the chatas of yoledes. What about the chatas of a nazir? Why does a nazir bring a carbon chatas? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, which reflects on their whole view of nazir. The Rambam says, you know why the nazir brings a chatas? Because he was a nazir. Is that a good thing to be a nazir? Right, Hashem already says, this is asr. You've gone above and beyond, you've asr'd more things? Says the Rambam, quoting the Yerushalmi, Lo dayechem asha asra Torah. Is that enough for the Torah says it's asr? You have to add on more things that are asr? Being a nazir, says the Rambam, is not an ideal. Sometimes a person feels that he needs to be a nazir for a little bit. Maybe because his yetzer is overcoming him, he needs to go to the other extreme for 30 days. So that's what the Rambam says. Sometimes you have to be a nazir. But says the Rambam, it's not a good thing. So the Rambam says you're bringing a karban chatas for being a nazir. Says the Ramban, ala Torah, you're bringing a chatas because you're stopping from being a nazir anymore. That's why you're bringing a chatas. Because a nazir is an ideal. A nazir is unbelievable. Says the Ramban, you've decided not to be a nazir anymore. You got to bring a karban chatas. Fascinating machlokas, Rambam Ramban. Are you bringing a karban chatas because of what you did or what you aren't going to do anymore? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Again, it relates to the general machlokas. Is the nazir a good thing or not a good thing? Okay. Questions that was asked getting Rav Shechtel's kolel, he always asked like basic questions that one should know. So he says, remember one of the questions is, could a woman be a nazir? Could a woman be a nazir? That was like one of the kashas. Everybody starts thinking, could a woman, ish? So the answer is, it's a pasuk. Ish o isha, ki yafli lindar nezit lahazir. You don't have to look so far. Before his pasuk, ish o isha. So it's one of those yisodos you don't have to look in the Mishnayos for. Just look in the Torah. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Arav Chisda Amar. Moser, talking about more other cases of leftovers. Moser, lachmo shel nazir yurkav. The nazir we know has to bring breads. Just like we bring breads, loaves for Toda. Nazir also has to bring a certain number of loaves. What happens if you have leftover breads of a nazir? So what happens to those breads? In other words, let's say he dies and he can't bring his karban. So yurkav, they let it rot. There's nothing to do with the breads. Why? Amar Yosi Yos, I agree. Why? Because what are you supposed to do with them? Lakriva bifnei atzmo, to bring the breads by themselves, to be makriv the breads by themselves. Ein atayachol, you can't do that. Shein lecha lechem karav la'atzmo, lakriva mneziris, karav la'atzmo. Because there is never any bread that's brought without a karban. So therefore you can't bring the breads by themselves. Lahakrivo im nezirus acheres, to give them to another nazir to use these breads. Ein atayachol, that also doesn't work. Shein lecha nezirus babel olechem. Because every nazir, when he promises to be a nazir, also takes upon himself to, with his own money, to buy breads to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So he can't use somebody else's, that was what was somebody else's money. So lafum kain, therefore, tzarech meimar, that's what you have to say, moser lach moshe nazir yirkav, that's what you have to say, that the bread just is left to rot and to get ruined. So interesting ha'ara by the Shiari Karban, one of the Gdolei Achronim, the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, and that is, he says, we learned the Vesachas Pesachim, and the halacha is that bread of the Nazir, interesting, only a few Karbanis have bread, as I mentioned, a Toda, a Nazir, there's a special relationship between the bread and the Karban in those cases. The bread only achieves Kedushas Haguf, full Kedusha, once the animal is Shachat. We had that by the end of the first Parakim Pesachim, by the Karban Todas. Only if there's Shchitas HaToda does the bread become Kadosh. So ask the Shiari Karban, why do you have to leave the bread here to rot? The Karban wasn't shechted. If the Karban wasn't shechted, then the bread is not Kadosh, Kedusha Zaguf. So redeem the bread. If something doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf, so you can get it out of Kedusha. It only has Kedusha Zdamim. It has the value Kedusha. It doesn't have inherent Kedusha, so why don't you redeem it? So he says, it must be, this is Machlokas, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It must be that the Yerushalmi holds that no, the bread achieves Kedusha Zaguf once it's baked. That's it. Once there's afiyas alechem, it already has kedushas aguf against the Bavli, and he quotes other rayas to this. But essentially, that could be a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. When does the bread of a toda or nazir achieve full kedushas aguf with the karban, or something more independent when it is baked? Continuing the Gemara, so we just said that the leftover, the moser lechem of a nazir, has to be left. Sovereign meimar hu lachma hu moser nesachav. So the rabbanon, the bnei hayeshiva, says the Tikkun Chazitin, thought to extend this. Not only is the leftover bread not able to be used, but also the leftover nesachim, the wine libations that are brought with the nazir, also might have to be thrown out. Amar Yosi bar Rabbi Bo, no, that's not true. Don't go that far. Moser nesachav kachi kachim inun, v'yipul nedava. All leftover nesachim are kachi kachim, and they go to the kupa in the Beis HaMikdash that goes to nedava. As we said, so don't say that it has to be hurkaf. All day, did Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon Shmuel bar Rabbi Bon, it went up on the das, meaning Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon thought the following. Okay, we're going to leave out a couple words here. Shmuel, leave out aliba duh. Shmuel, Rav Chizda, skip the next line, v'Rabbi Elazar. Those three rabbis, Shmuel, Rav Chizda, Rav Elazar, shlushed an amru davar echad. All of them said one idea. They all said in their respective cases that in a certain machlokes of a case, certain case where there's a machlokes, the moser really goes to nedava. Rabbi Chizda ahanda amran. Rabbi Chizda, skip the word chiyah and put in Chizda. Rabbi Chizda ahanda amran. Rabbi Chizda is what we just said, that the moser lachmo goes to the moser of nesachav go to nedava. Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel, who's Shmuel? We had yesterday, the beginning of the Gemara yesterday. Dam Rabbi Yosi, Ada Ana Taman, when I was still in Bavel, Shamis Kar Bihuda, and I heard Rabbi Yehuda Shaul the Shmuel, asked Shmuel, Hifrish Shiklov Amaze, if somebody has mafresh their shekel and then they died, what happens to it? Amar Layibul Nadava. So that's the second case where there's a controversy and the money goes to Nadava. And finally, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Moser Asir, so Eifashallah, what we had yesterday, the leftover of the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, where does that go? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yolichim Yama Melech, Rabbi Lazar Omer Yiplu Linadava. So those three shitas hold that the Moser goes to Nadava. Period. Okay, so now we have a little lighter rest of the daf. Moser Shvuyim L'Shvuyim. Let's say you collected money to redeem captives. A bunch of captives, you made appeals, and you have money collected for captives, and then, Baruch Hashem, the captives are redeemed, and there's leftovers. So, L'Shvuyim, so you could send that money for, you know, if it was collected for general Pidyon Shvuyim, so you could use it for any captive. Moser Shavui. But if you collected it for a specific person who is captive, La'oso Shavui. Then it goes to them. If it didn't cost you all the money to redeem them, right? The terrorist gave you a good deal, right? So that you have some money left over. So then it goes to that person who you collected for, because they were zoche to it. There is an interesting shuva of the Rush. The Rush had a shaila, Rechman al Islan, but in Klal Lamed Beis, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. There was a woman who was captured by an Arab group in Ishmaelim. The ima halchal kahilos, and her mother went to all the kahilos. The kibsa tough race zehuvim letzarach pidyona. She gathered tons of money to get her back. And bi'ata nishma rachman alislan. Now we just heard ki nishtamda. She was mishumedes v'nisays liyishmal echad v'yolda shnei banim. Right, she threw it away or whatever. She was forced. Whatever it is, she was. She's not in the faith anymore. The omeris ima, and the mother says, kima shenitva b'nei Yishmaelim sheyachziru la mamon shefkida b'aneman. So she wants to give back all the money. She says, my daughter is not doesn't want to be redeemed. We're going to go there. So she wants to send back all the money to the people she collected from. She felt it's not right. But the kahila, the city, who's holding the money for her, v'hakala rasu, they say, no, use it for other pinyan shvuyim. But she says, no, it was collected for my daughter, and for my daughter, she doesn't want to be redeemed anymore, so you have to send back the money. The Yavavishin is tamda. Maybe Dilma Hadra Bechuva, maybe we'll keep the money and she'll get redeemed. She doesn't want to give it to other people. And maybe for the children. So what's the halacha? That's what the Rabbi Yisachar, a Talmud of the Rush, asked sent the Rush. Says the Rush, Tshuva, Al Otos HaShvuya Shekasavta, Shezach Sehiya Baneh B'mos. So the mother thinks, or certain Shitas think that she was Zocha in the money, the daughter, Inon Yerba'ina. Says the Rush, I don't think this is an example of Moser Shavui, La Oso Shavui. That's not an example of this. Why? Tahad Amrita Moser Shavui La Shavui. When does our Mishnah in Shkalim say that money collected for a specific captive goes to that captive if there's leftovers? Hechashin Na'as is HaMitzvah. Where you did the mitzvah, she nigvei samoma b'shvila, you collected the money and you got her back, and then there's leftover. So masher husira hamisnadvim, what was the da'as of the people who gave the money? Okay, if there's leftover, she could keep it. I want to do the mitzvah. Aval benidon zeh she nitu abein agayim benisays gold abanim vadilo zachsa hamos. But here they didn't get to do the money. They didn't get to do the mitzvah. So obviously she wasn't zocha. And they didn't have in mind the children. They have in mind her. So therefore, he says, it's not true. He says, V'dami hach milsa. He says, it's similar to the case that the Gemara talks about, where there's sometimes an obvious umdina. We know what people think. Let's say somebody, his son goes to Medina Sayam, a son goes, takes a trip overseas, his only child, and he hears Rahman al-Islam that the son died. So he gets up and gives away all his money to an institution. And then his son walks in the door. So obviously, he gets his money back. That's what the Gemara says. He only gave it al das. He didn't think he had a yoresh. But if his son walks in, then it doesn't count. So to hear the umdana is, says the Rush, that they only gave the money to save the girl. But if they're not going to save the girl, then forget it. And then he adds, what about this case? We're about to see in a minute, let's say you collected money for a mace. Let's say you collected for a mace to be able to make him a nice levaya. And the extra money, the machlokas, what happens to the extra money? So some say he goes to his yarshim, which we'll see in a minute. Says the Rush, what happened if somebody's a goseis? Somebody's about to die, and you collect money for him, and then you have all this money ready to make a nice kever and a nice tachrichin, and then the guy gets better, Baruch Hashem. He doesn't die. What, you can say the money goes to the yarshim? No, obviously. They didn't use the money for the mitzvah, so you send it back. You didn't need it. He wasn't zochid if the situation didn't happen. So here too says the Rush, if you're not going to redeem the girl, so then the money, it doesn't go to the Oso Shav. Okay. That's line one of the Mishnah. Next, Moser Aniyim Laniyim. If you collect money for poor people in general, then it goes to other poor people. It goes to all poor people. Moser Ani Loso Ani. But if you collect it for a specific poor person, then even if the Ani, the question is, so what happens? So the Ani got rich, or the Ani just got enough bread to eat. Either way, the Ani was able to subsist, so he gets the extra money. Moser HaMesim. Oh, now we have a three-way machlokas. What if you collected money for a mace, right, to make him a nice levaya, to build him a matseva? So what if you have leftover money from a mace? Yeah? Exactly. So that's a question in the Mefarshim. What if he's not poor anymore? So does he get to keep the money then? Some Mefarshim give different cases, right? It doesn't mean that he's not poor anymore, because then he wouldn't get to keep the money. Moser HaMesim. So what if you collected money for a mace? LaMesim. If it's Moser HaMesim, you collect, you have a general kupa for the Chevra Kadisha, then it goes to any mace. But Moser HaMes, if you collect the money for a specific person, so the Tanakhama says, Liyarshav, it goes to the Yarshim. Rabbi Meir Omer Moser Amesi Yemuna Chashiyav Elio. Rabbi Meir is not sure what to do with this money. He doesn't know if it should go to the mace. What's the other choice? Let's do the third opinion for a second. Rabbi Nassan Omer Moser Amesi Bonin Lo Nefesh Al Kivro. No, you have extra money, so build him a nice matzeva. Doesn't go to the Yarshim. Right? Because what is the third opinion? When it goes to the Yarshim, what is Yerusha? Yerusha means that the father owned something, and then, you know, he offered it to his kids. He never owned this. He died. And now they're sending it so that the Yarshim could do a mitzvah to give kavod ha-meis. That's not Yerusha. So they don't get it. So you have to use it for the mace. So you build a big matzeva. Fine. That's the third opinion. Reb Meir is not sure what to do. Reb Meir is not sure whether to give it to the Yarshim or to give it to the make a matzeva. That's why he says, Yimuna Chashiyav Eliyahu. Right? Eliyahu Navi will come. And again, as we mentioned a number of times, Eliyahu Navi is not going to tell us what the halach. He's more going to be megala for us. What by Shemayim? He's just going to tell us what the halacha, he's going to tell us what the halacha is, but not based on nevuah, based on chachma. And that's why we're going to be able to trust him, Yimuna Chashiyav Eliyahu. Because we say Eliyahu lo meis, as we mentioned before, that Eliyahu Navi is the one that's going to tell us, because he's still involved in the world. Eliyahu lo meis. Okay, those are the three shitas in the Mishnah. Gavalo becheskas she'elo v'nimsa she'yeshlo. What happens if they collected money? They thought that the mace didn't have any money, and it ends up that he had money. They found a bank account that he has money for his own levaya. So Rav Meir Savar Meimar Moser Ames Liyarshav. So Rav Yirmiyah thought to say the Moser should go to the Yarshim in this case because you don't need it. So Amalei Rav Idi Techutra. Rav Idi Techutra says Hagatzmacha. What are you talking about? To look even on LLA. They only had him in mind. For sure doesn't go to the Yarshim. They only had him in mind that if you use it a little bit, then he gets the Moser. But here, if he has money for himself, he didn't use it at all. Of course, it doesn't go to them. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyah answers back. Analo Amris. I didn't say for sure. What are you getting upset at me for? I just said it could be. So it could be this is the case. Amin Allah. How do you know for sure? What are you for sure? And the Karbon Eid explains, you're my Talmud. I never said this. I'm the Rebbe of the Talmud. If I don't know for sure, how do you know for sure? So that's the conversation of what happens. Tani, B'shem Rebbe Nasan, Moser HaMeis, Yivna Lo Nefesh Al Kivro. A Moser, if you have Moser of a specific mace, you build a Matseva on his kever. And a Matseva is called a Nefesh. Alpi Kabbalah, they quote that the nefesh of a person stays next to the matzeva for a certain amount of time. That's why it's called build a nefesh al kivra. And also another act that you might do for kavod ha-meis is to sprinkle sweet smelling wine on the coffin. Tani ein poden shavui b'shavui. The Mishnah, the Brisa adds on, I'm not allowed to be poden one shavui for another shavui. I'm not allowed to switch shavuyim. That's not allowed. Or switch money collected for one shavui for another shavui. Vein govin talus batalus. And also, if I collected, what does talus batalus mean? You're allowed to switch, collect the money to buy a person a coat, you can't buy him a different coat. Right? So a coat isn't zochet to money. So, no, the halach is if you collected money for the way that the, where I saw somebody give shot in this, he asked that a coat is not doesn't have a zechiah. He says v'chitalos bar zechiahu. This is from the Or HaChama. So what's the answer? That the carbon eid explains him gavul itzarach talos na'el la'adam zeh. You collected to buy a nice coat for this specific person. V'yatar wrote him likachlo talos na'el pachos. You want to buy a lesser coat and use the extra money that you're not allowed to do. Ain't govin talos batalos. V'ei memachid biat parnasim lakach. Interesting line. But if the leaders of the kehila do switch monies for a specific harash shah reason, they're allowed to do it, and don't be upset at them. Because sometimes they know if there's a specific need that you might have to switch the money. Tani, famous line. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ein osin nefashos letzadikim. We don't build big matzevas for tzadikim. Why? Divrehem hein zechronam. Their words are their memory. And therefore, you don't have to build a big matzeva. That's the line of Devarim Heim HaZachronim, and that's why whenever you come out with a sefer, Li'ilui Nishmas Yard site, this is the Yerushalmi. This line of Shem Gamliel is always quoted. You don't need a matzeva. Devarim Heim HaZachronim. The Mefarshim, though, and the Poskim, throughout the ages, Ramosha has a tshuva about this, where they wonder, but if you look around town, you look around the world, every tzaddik has a nice, beautiful matzeva. Right, so where does tzaddikim shouldn't have matzevas? Isn't it a pchisus in their kavod? What does this gemara say? What do you mean? There's an igros Moshe. So what does Moshe need a matzeva for? There's an igros Moshe. There's a every sefer that you have. That's the ultimate of matzevas. So what's the answer? So Rav Moshe writes in the posthumous volume in Chelek Dalet of Yoredeya. He says Muchrachin Lomar that when Reb Shimon Gamliel says the statement, it just means that there's it doesn't mean that it's usur to build a matseva. It's just that there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv like there is by other people, because this there is already covered. He's going to be talked about. He says, but if people do it because they have such chavibus, meirov chavibus and meirov tsar, kasvu matseva rikshoseihem b'sheva gadol, he says, how can you stop it? He says, the original people must have had, they had such feeling, they couldn't stop themselves. And once it was done for one gadol, it had to be done for every other gadol in the world. But he says, it couldn't have been stopped. He says, even bizman arif, he says, you open up the first page of the riff in Brachas, it quotes there what it says in his matseva. The riff had a matseva. Forget just the Dole Achronim. So, and we have, the Rambam's Matzevah is new, but, you know, the Moshe and Moshe will come to Moshe, so everybody has Matzevahs. So says Moshe, because there's no Isser. There's no Isser, it's just that people did it out of Meirov Tsar or Meirov Yogo. Another pshat I saw here from the Mishnas Yosef, and that is, the reason the Matzevahs were built was not for the Kavod HaChacham. Mitzad HaTzadik, you don't need a Matzevah. But the worry was that as generations go on, and we have the Cheshkas Hagalus, we wouldn't be saying the Divrei Torah of the person. So it's Mitzidenu. Mitzidenu, we might not say the words of the Tzaddik, so that's why we have to build a Matzeva, because even though his words are his Zikaron, but Mitzidenu, we might not fulfill our task of saying the words, and that's why it would be needed. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let us continue now. Rabbi Yochanan havi mismach ba'azil. Rabbi Yochanan used to lean al Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan was walking, leaning on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Why was he leaning on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? If you look at the Tiklan Chalatin, two pshatim. Either the Gemara says in a few places that Rabbi Yochanan was large, Rabbi Yochanan bal basar, that's one pshat. Or if you look, we mentioned this, the Bach in Brachas Dav Chaf quotes the Gemara, quotes a kasha there. It says Rabbi Yochanan used to sit outside the Sha'arei Tevila. He used to sit outside the mikvah. So he used to say, so the women should see me first, they shouldn't see a davar tameh first. So all the mafreshim say, how can they do that? What's, you know, it's not kavadik, it's not tznius. So the Bach quote, the Brachas Dav Chaf quotes a Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes, and they hung over his eyes. So he didn't see the women. They saw him, but he didn't see them. So that's how the Gemara, the Bach answers that kasha. Says the Tiklan Chazin, that's maybe the other pshat, why he had to lean on somebody helping him walk. Not just because he was a balbasa, because he couldn't see. He had these long eyebrows. So either way, Rabbi Yochanan was leaning on somebody walking. V'hai Rabbi Elazar Chamilei, Rabbi Eliezer saw him, umitame le mikame. And Rabbi Elazar saw him and he ran away. He hid from him. I guess according to this pshat, it had to be the balbasar pshat, because he saw Rabbi Elazar run away from him. That Babylonian, he makes me upset in two ways. What two ways? Chada, number one, he doesn't come and give me shalom. He runs away from me. He even hides. This is all one thing. He even hides from me. Not only doesn't he give me shalom, he runs away. Makes me so upset. Amarle, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov says to him, trying to appease him, but this is what they do in Bavel. The Zeir lo shal b'shalom adarabba. The lesser chacham doesn't ask, it's not kabbadik. The katan doesn't ask shalom from the Rebbe. Right, that's what they do in Bavel. B'shalom ederabba. Z'ina nahagun ha-makayimin. Because they're makayim, the pasuk in Eov. Ra'uni na'arim v'nechba'u. Eov, reminiscing about better times, says, I remember when the young used to see me v'nechba'u and used to hide out of kavod. V'shishim kamu amadu. And the old people used to get up for me. So amalahu. So fine, so Rabbi Yochanan was not appeased by this. So, seemingly, Rabbi Yaakov tries to change the conversation to try to get him to forget, not be so upset. Amar lehu, ma'olam ever kami da'adur ditzilmi? Are you allowed to pass by the Avodah Zarah named Adura? Could you walk by there? Is there any problem? Is that giving that Avodah Zarah covered if you just walk by? So Amar leh, two ways to understand this line. Ma'at palag leh yakar. What, are you giving him covered? Avar kamoi v'sami enoi. Walk by and blind his eyes. What's the answer? Either one shot is that walk straight by. That's not covered. That's walking, that's like giving, that's like shtachling him. That's, you're walking by without saying shalom aleichem. So then, you know, that's totally mutter. So says Rabbi Yaakov, I got you. Amar le Ya'us, Rabbi Elazar Ovid lo Avar Kamach. What did I just tell you? That in Bavel, Talmidim don't say hello to their Rebbe. It's not covedic. So that's why he hides from you. Right, because if he would have walked by you and not said hello, that would be even worse. Just like you said, if you walk straight by an Avodah Zarah, that's like not giving the Avodah Zarah covered. So that's why it's inappropriate for him to do that to you. So that was his answer. There's another chart on the Tikkun Chalitin you can look at, but we're going to move on. the ode, and then the other thing I don't like, says Rabbi Yochanan, about what he does, Ovid Habavla, Delo Amr Shmaitse Mipume. He never quotes me by name. When he quotes me, I'm his Rebbe, he never quotes me by name. So Nicholas Levada Ravami Ravasi, Ravami Ravasi come in trying to appease him, and they say, Amrullah Rebbe, Kachai Maisa Bezak Nasa Shal Tarsiyim. Wasn't there a story in the Tarsiyim, the coppersmith's synagogue, shul? Right, a lot of Parnassus had their own shuls, right? You had the coppersmiths, you had the tailors, everybody had the construction worker shul, right? Everybody has their own shul. So there was a story in that shul, Benagar Sheish Biosh Broso Glistera, that the Nagar, we talked about this lock in Erevin, a lock that had a ball at the end of it, Shenechleku, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, they got so upset at each other, Rabbi and Ravasi were trying to tell Rabbi Yochanan not to be so upset. So you know this story, they got so upset at each other, Achikaru Sefer Torah B'chamasan, until they tore a Torah, they were so angry. Karusa Kavadav, they tore a Torah? El Shenikra Sefer Torah, no, a Sefer Torah was ripped, and some of Farshim explained that they were each pulling on the Sefer Torah, because they wanted to show. In the old days, they didn't have Sfarim, they learned in the Torahs. So they were each pulling the Torah, saying, let me show you. And it ripped. Nikra Sefer Torah. So you see what can happen when two people get angry? So Rabbi Yochanan, calm down. Don't get so angry at your Talmud. V'hayisham Zakin Echad. And there was even a Zakin who was there who saw this event. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma Shmo. Omar, Tamihani im Lohavi Beis HaKnesses Zeh Beis HaVodeh Zarah. I think this shul is going to turn into a church. After all that happened. Maha Kesher. So said the Tiklan Chadatin. Kol HaKoes. Anybody who gets angry, the Gemara says, as if you're doing Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you're worshipping yourself, right, when you're angry. So, I think that's what he said. These people are angry, it's going to be a base Avodah Zarah. We mentioned in the past the letter of the Rambam to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. Rabbi Ovadia Hager was a ger who converted from Islam, who writes a letter to the Rambam. It's in the Igros HaRambam. Where he writes to the Rambam, I'm very upset. People are screaming at me that I used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. They're getting upset at me. They're making fun of me. So the Rambam has a long, beautiful tshuva where he writes back, first of all, this is the Rambam Shita, Islam is not Avodah Zarah. So you were never Ovid Avodah Zarah. Maybe Christianity, but Islam is not Avodah Zarah. And he proves that. And then he says, I don't know what they're talking about, why they're getting so upset at you. A ger came on his own volition to come close to Hashem, etc. This beautiful letter. And at the end he writes, and you tell them, they're screaming at you and getting upset at you, that you were Ovid Avodah Zarah. Number one, you never were Ovid Avodah Zarah. And you tell them, kol hakoeis ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. So they're being Ovid Avodah Zarah right now. That's how the Rambam ends off his tshuva on abiding lashon, and says, you go tell them what I said. Anyway, so that's kolak always. That's what he says. This house is going to be Avodah Zarah. The Chazav Yamar, Rabbi Yochanan, after hearing this, says, no, come on. Hadin ha-kedin mechavre. That story is different than my case. There it's two friends, it's two colleagues that are fighting. So that's a case that's inappropriate. But here is my Talmud. I'm getting upset at my Talmud. He doesn't quote me by name. So therefore, he was still upset. So Nichvel fun of Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi walks in. Armalais, Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi tries to appease him. Ksiv, Kasher Siva, Hashem es Moshe Abdo, Kin Siva Moshe es Yoshua. The Pasuk in Yoshua says, everything that Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Yoshua. The Chi called Dibur v'Dibur Shaya Yoshua Yoshi v'Dorish, Haya Omer Kacham or Moshe. Everything Yoshua said, he said, I heard this from Moshe. No, obviously not. Ella, what must it be? Yoshua Yoshi v'Dorish, Yoshua gives a shir, V'Yodin HaKol, everybody knows, Shator Shal Moshe Hi. Everybody knows that everything he got from his Rebbe. He doesn't have to say him by name. Sa'afatoy Eliezer Yoshi v'Dorish, so to you, your Talmud sits, V'Akol Yodin Shator Shal Chayi. Everybody knows everything he has comes from you. So don't worry about it, he doesn't quote you so much by name. So Amar Lahan, so Rabbi Yochanan was happy, he was appeased by this answer, and he turns to the other rabbis and said, Mipnei ma einat an yodin l'ratzos kebenite chavereinu. You know, why don't you know how to give me good answers like this rabbi? Rabbi Idi, he makes me feel good. What are you getting? You don't know how to give me a good answer. You say that the other case, don't get angry. Come on. I don't like that answer. Rabbi Yochanan, my kulehai, to boy, diemer, and shvaitzim, pishmei. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so concerned that his Talmud say his Torah, b'shem Amro? What was he so concerned about? Says the Gemara, da'af David, b'kishol rachamim. Why? Because even David HaMelech wanted this. Shenamar, as it says in Tehillim, Agura ba'alcha olamim, I shall live in your tents forever. Echaseh b'seisar kanafecha selah. I will hide in your hidden under your wings. V'chiyolsa al daito shal davish ayachai v'kayim lo'olamim. Did David think he would live forever? What do you mean olamim? Elakacham adavav ne'gadosh baruch. This is what David was davening. Ribbono shel olam, ezkesh yu dvarai ne'emarin v'bati kenesios v'bati midrashos. I want to live forever in the b'bati kenesios v'bati midrashos, meaning say my words. Interesting. Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. Tehillim and Torah. Right, Bate Knesses, we dafka use David HaMelech, u'bishive David HaVdecha na'alelcha. So David HaMelech said, I want my tefillahs to be said in shul and in the yeshivas. Shimon ben Nazir, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, amar, kol tamid chacham, she'amar dever halacha mipiv, bo'olam hazeh, sif savsav, rochoshos, o imo bakever. Any tamid chacham, that's you say a dever halacha from his mouth, bo'olam hazeh, his lips move. Figuratively in the kever. Shneamar, it says v'chichech yena tov tovev sasei shenim. It's as sweet. The palate is as sweet as good wine. Ma komer shel anavim zeh. What's the parallel? Just like if you have a barrel of mushy grapes. Kivan sheminiach adam etzbo alav miyad tovev. The second you touch one of them, the whole barrel moves. Asif so same shel tzadikim. Also to tzadikim. Kivan sheomer devar alacha mipim shel tzadikim. Once you say words of tzadikim, sif so same merach shos iman bekever. Their lips move. Mahanalo, what kind of hana? What kind of hana could we compare this hana to when we say the words of a Talmud Chacham? Bar Nazira Amar Kahadein Deshasi Kunditin. It's as if you drink kunditin, which is like a wine, a nice wine mixture. Rabbi Yisrael Amar Kahadein Deshasi Chamar Atik. Like you drink old wine. What's going on here? What are these two? Avagav Deshasi Lay Time of Fume. Even after you drink these drinks, the taste still sticks. You still taste it afterwards, and you get hana even after you drank the wine. So too, even after the chacham dies, he still gets hana as long as his words are said over. Rav Gido Amar Homer, Rav Shmuel B'Shem Amro, Yireh Baal Shmuel Kilomi Lenegdo. Amazing line. If you say something B'Shem Amro, you have to picture as if the person you're quoting is standing there. This will make sure you say it emestic, and you'll say it clearly. Shneamar, as it says, Ach B'Tselem Yishalech Ish. I want to end off in a minute with a beautiful piece. Let's just finish first. Ksiv Rav Adam Yikra Ishchasto. Ksiv Rav Adam Yikra Ishchasto Zeh Shar Kol Adam. We're going to darshan about somebody who was very emesdik in terms of always quoting properly. The pasuk says that many people are considered an ish chesed. Zeh Shar Kol Adam. That's everybody else. V'ish emunim miyimsa zeh Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is an ish emunim. He is a very emesdik person. To Amar Reb Zeira, listening, srichin, chshashin, l'shmaisa de Reb Sheshes. We don't have to worry exactly if Reb Sheshes has any kind of mistake in anything he quotes. To Hugaver Mefatzcha. He's sagi nohar. He's blind. And therefore, he wasn't able to see his Rebbe. So if he misquotes something, you know, don't worry about it. Because it was impossible for him to have the correct Masorah, as the Gemara just said. To quote somebody properly, you have to picture as if you see his face there. So give Rav Sheshes a little slack. Amar Reb Zeira Rabbi Asi. You also see this from this story. Reb Zeira says to Rav Asi, Chakim Rebbe Lubar Pasya, that Amar Shmaisa Mipishmei. Did you know Rav Pasya? Did you know Rav Pasya? You're always quoting him. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yishmei. No, Rabbi Yochanan said it in his name, and that's how I know him. Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Chakim, Rabbi, Lerav, Zadar, Rabbi Shmaisim, Yishmei. You know Rav, you always quote him. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Adabarava, Amar Yishmei. No, Rabbi Adabarava always says it in his name. Period. Let me just quote one more thing, and then we'll stop for today. We'll do the last 10 lines tomorrow. There's a beautiful piece that Rav Soloveitchik writes. He writes this in a number of places, but in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. Let me just end off with this story. Again, this is one of my favorite. It's always very murgash. The experience of a Rosh Yeshiva. Speaking about the Mesorah that you feel when you're giving a shiur. The old Rebbe walks into the classroom crowded with students who are young enough to be his grandchildren. He enters as an old man with a wrinkled face, his eyes reflecting the fatigue and sadness of old age. The Rebbe is seated and sees before him rows of young beaming faces, clear eyes radiating the joy of being young. For a moment, the Rebbe is gripped with pessimism. With tremors of uncertainty, he asks himself, could there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and students enjoying the spring of their lives? The Rebbe starts the shiur, uncertain as to how it will proceed. Suddenly the door opens, and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He's the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics, or are not for his method, which is very modern and equals and not surpasses most contemporary forms of logic, metaphysics, or philosophy. The door opens again and another old man comes in. He's older than Reb Chaim, because he lives in the 17th century. His name is Reb Shabsai Kohen, known as the Shach, who must be present when any civil law is discussed. Many more visitors come, some from the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, and others harking back to antiquity. Rabbi Nutam, Rashi, Rambam, Ravid, Rashba, Rabbi Akiva, and others. These scholarly giants of the past are bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guest to his pupils, and the dialogue commences. The Rambam states a halacha. The Ravid disagrees sharply, as is his wont. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam, and they express themselves harshly against the Ravid, as young people are apt to do. The Rebbe softly corrects the students and suggests more restrained tones. The Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what his students meant, and other students intercede. Rabbi Tam is called upon to express his opinion, and suddenly a symposium of generations comes into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion ensues. All speak one language, all pursue one goal, all are committed to a common vision, and all operate with the same categories. A mesora, collegiality, is achieved. A friendship, a comradeship of old and young, spanning antiquity, the Middle Ages, the modern times. After a 2 or 3 hour shiur, the Rebbe emerges from the chamber, young and rejuvenated. He has defeated age. The students look exhausted. In the Mesorah experience, years play no role. Hands, however parchment dry and wrinkled, embrace warm and supple hands in a commonality, bridging the gap which separates the generations. When you learn, Ha'omer Damar B'Shem Omro, Yira Bala Shmua, Kilo Omei Lenegdo. When we're learning, Rabbi Akiva is standing here, the Rashi and the Tosfos, the Tiklun Chavetin, Rabbi Sol Mishklov is here. It's a Torah Chaim. Continue tomorrow. Today's year was the Zecha Nishmas, Frumit Bas Yitzchak Moshe.